The alarm was almost a relief this morning, mostly because the flat had gone so quiet after last night's pena that the silence felt louder than the music. I woke up to a world that looked dusted with something white. Not snow, just a heavy frost that had settled on the rooftops overnight. The sky was that pale, clear winter blue that makes you want to be outside immediately, so I pulled on my hiking boots, grabbed my mate, and headed for the door. I had a plan to get out of the city proper, into the Sierras, before the day warmed up too much. The bus out to the trailhead was about 1,250 pesos, a little over a dollar, and it dropped me at the edge of a landscape that felt 100 miles from the student bars of Nueva Córdoba. The Sierras de Córdoba are not the dramatic peaks of the Andes. They are older, rounder, more like sleeping giants covered in scrub and low trees. In the winter light, with that crisp edge to the air, they look almost silver. The trail I took was one I'd been told about, not one of the famous ones, just a path that winds up towards a ridge line. The ground was hard with frost at first, crunching under my boots, and the only sounds were my own breathing and the occasional bird call. It's a strange thing, being up there alone. The city, with all its noise and its constant hum of student life, feels like a memory. You get this perspective, not just of the valleys below, but of your own thoughts. I walked for a couple of hours, stopping often just to look back at the view. You can see the city sprawl from up there, a hazy patch in the distance, but it feels detached, like a postcard. The air was so clean it felt like a shock to the system. I was thinking about what a traveler or someone new here should know about this place, and honestly, it's that the city is a base, a wonderful, chaotic base, but the real magic is in these hills. They are the lungs of Córdoba. Eventually, the cold started to creep back in as the sun got higher, but the wind picked up, so I decided to head down. My legs were feeling the climb, that good, tired feeling you get after a real hike. Instead of heading straight back to the flat, I stopped in the barrio of Guimes. It was still early enough that the weekend flea market hadn't fully started, but the cafes were open and full of people doing exactly what I wanted to do, warming up. I found a table at a place called Café de Barrio, one of those specialty coffee shops that have popped up everywhere. The interior was warm, smelled of roasted beans, and the barista was meticulously making a flat white. It cost about 5,000 pesos, which is around $5, a bit of a splurge compared to a regular cafe, but worth it for the quality. I sat by the window, watched the street come alive, and just let the warmth seep back into my bones. That's when I started thinking about the rhythm of the city and about money, which is always on a traveler's mind here. The inflation is real, something you feel daily. A lomito, that massive steak sandwich with ham, egg, and cheese that is a Córdoba institution, will set you back around 15,000 pesos, maybe $16. A simple empanada is about 3,000 pesos. Rent, if you're thinking of staying longer, for a modest one-bedroom flat outside the center, is around 620,000 pesos a month, which sounds terrifying but is roughly $680. It's a different scale. You have to stop converting in your head and just start thinking in pesos. But then you look at the guy next to you, sipping his coffee and reading a newspaper, and life seems pretty simple. The economic chaos is a backdrop. But the daily life here is incredibly focused on small pleasures. A good coffee, a walk in the park, a shared asado with friends on a Sunday. That's the real currency, I'm starting to think. It's something you don't get from the exchange rate. I finished my coffee and decided to walk back towards the center. I passed the Paseo del Buen Pastor, that old women's prison turned cultural center, which is always buzzing. In a couple of days, on the 17th, it's the Memorial Day for General José de San Martín, a national holiday. The city will probably feel even quieter than usual. Things will close, and it's a good day to either do a longer hike or just hole up somewhere with a good book. Walking through the streets, I noticed how many people were just out for a stroll, enjoying the sun. Winter here isn't a time to hide indoors. It's a time to soak up every hour of that dry, clear light. I passed a group of students heading into a pena for an early folk music session, the sound of a guitar and a drum spilling out onto the street. It was a good reminder of another layer of the city, the one that hums with university energy and traditional music. I was tempted to go in, but I had a different plan. I wanted to check out a museum I hadn't been to yet, the Museo Provincial de Ciencias Naturales. It's not as grand as the Palacio Ferreira, but it has this old, slightly dusty charm that I liked. It feels like a cabinet of curiosities, full of taxidermied animals and geological samples from the region. It's a nice, quiet way to spend an hour, especially when the afternoon starts to get that sharp chill again. The entry was cheap, just a few thousand pesos, and there were hardly any other visitors. I had the whole place almost to myself, wandering past displays of condors and pumas, thinking about the landscapes I'd been hiking through that morning. It felt like a bookend to the day, seeing the wildlife up close after being in their territory. The museum is a reminder that the city is just a small part of a much wilder province. By the time I walked out, the sun was already getting lower, casting long shadows across the Plaza San Martin. The temperature was dropping quickly, that sharp transition from cool to cold that happens in the winter. I pulled my jacket tighter and decided to treat myself to another llamato, this time from a different spot, just to compare. There's a place called La Vieja Esquina that I'd heard good things about, and it did not disappoint. It was greasy, messy, and perfect. Sitting there, with the sauce dripping down my hands, I felt that simple, deep contentment that comes from a day well spent. A hike in the mountains, a good coffee, a bit of culture, and a truly excellent sandwich. The cost of a day like this? Maybe 30,000 pesos all told, around $30 if you're not staying in a fancy hotel. It's a reminder that Argentina can be incredibly affordable if you live like a local, even with the crazy inflation numbers. I walked back to my flat in Nueva Córdoba as the streetlights were flickering on. The city was getting ready for its nightlife, with bars on Rondo Street already starting to fill up. But I was happy with my quiet evening. I made myself a cup of tea, wrapped up in a blanket, and just watched the city from my window. I thought about the day, the frost, the hills, the taste of that llamato. That's the thing about Córdoba. It's not a city that screams for your attention. It hums. It invites you to find your own pace, to mix the energy of a university town with the tranquility of the mountains that surround it. You can be as busy or as relaxed as you want. Today, I chose the quiet path, and it was exactly what I needed. For me, the real adventure of travel isn't just seeing new things, it's finding these small moments of peace within the chaos. And today, I found it on a frosty trail and in a warm cafe. If you're planning your own trip, everything I've talked about, from the bus routes to the good llamato spots, is in the episode notes. Until next time, hola from the quiet side of Córdoba. I'm starting to think that the next leg of this journey, heading north towards the Calchaquí valleys, is going to be a hard goodbye to this city. There is a rhythm here in Córdoba that gets under your skin. But for now, that's a thought for another day. Tonight, it's just me, the quiet hum of the city, and the lingering taste of a perfect, simple meal. Tomorrow is for planning and maybe one last adventure in the Sierras. But tonight, I am just grateful for the peace of a winter's evening in a city that is slowly starting to feel like a home. It's a strange and wonderful feeling. Good night from the heart of Argentina.